takes place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Because they are ignoring us, they're ignoring the anti-war movement, they're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore. Our government is totally out of control. And who do you believe? Do you believe George Bush or do you believe me? That's what it's coming down to. Do you believe your neighbors? Do you believe the people that live in your hometown? Or do you believe these mad dog killers in Washington, D.C.?
Are we setting up a situation where young people who are just starting to come of age are going to have no choice but to either join the military where there seems to be a lot of money or to go to jail where there seems to be a lot of money? Is that what this is lining up to be?
When we stand here today, it is not enough to simply be for peace. We have to be for social justice. The fact is that right now, even as we are talking, people are being murdered by U.S. imperialism throughout the Middle East and throughout the world.
Our sons and our daughters are out there being used as cannon fodder. It's an outrage, and we should stand up and seize the hour and fight back.
If there is going to be any peace on earth, it is going to come as a consequence of our people uniting to defeat U.S. imperialism once and for all.
Easily I approach the microphone. In this land of jokes, can't leave it alone. Cause you know I can see right through corrupt plans in these digital scams and untruths. We living in a maze, different days and times. The world is a stage, most true.
Welcome to Lone Lantern Radio. It's Friday. It's January 19th. And I want to welcome you to the show. My name is Gary Franchi. I'm the founder of the Lone Lantern Society of America. The chat room is open. Jump in. Join the conversation. lonelantern.org/chat.html. Also, our cafe press store is open for business. Check it out. We've got some really cool handcrafted artwork t-shirts. Support the Lone Lantern Society. Support what we're trying to do out here. Restore the country. We can't do it without your help. CafePress.com/Lone Lantern. You know, I want you to sign the petition also at RBNLive.com. Get RBN on Sirius Satellite. And we are broadcasting live out of Chicago, Illinois. We've got a great show lined up for you tonight. We have DZ from 911blogger.com. He is our guest tonight. A couple notes I just want to let you know about. Stephen J. Connors, the voice of reason from Nevada, or as you may call him, the voice of treason, will be sitting in for me on Monday. Next week we got Mike Berger, the media coordinator for 911truth.org and creator of the film Improbable Collapse, as our guest. He'll be with us on Wednesday, the 24th. And also filmmaker Chris Emery of Oklahoma City next Friday, a week from today, to tell us about some of the recent developments in the Oklahoma City case and his new Oklahoma bombing documentary set for release later this year. So we've got a great show for you tonight. We've got a great week lined up for you next week. You know, I also want to see, did you guys, anyone out there, did you see the CNN clip of Ed Brown? CNN went to his house. They actually, took the cameras and were talking to him. I mean, people are out there. They're camping out on his property, supporting the Browns. I encourage you to do the same. I know it's cold, but you should have seen it. There are people out there with tents in parkas on his property. Support the Brown family. We're going to come back on the flip side of the break with DZ of 911 Blogger. You're listening to Lone Lantern Radio. Gary Franchi, rock and roll. See you on the flip side.
An outrage, and we should stand up and seize the hour and fight back.
If there is going to be any peace on earth, it is going to come as a consequence of our people uniting to defeat U.S. imperialism once and for all.
Learn learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore.
Welcome back to Lone Lantern Radio. It's right. We can't trust our government anymore. They have screwed up investigations, covered up events longer than I've been alive. And I'm taking notice, and I'm doing something about it. And you should be, too. That's what we're here for. This radio show, the Lone Lantern organization, websites like 9/11 Blogger, we are here so that you can communicate with other like-minded individuals and share information and take back this country. It is my pleasure to have, as our guest, we do, like I said, we have the DSD, the webmaster, one of the central websites in the 9/11 Truth Movement, 911blogger.com. We're going to discuss how he got involved in the Truth Movement, what was the spark, the catalyst that woke him to the truth, when he started the site. We're going to get to know DZ and what makes him tick and how he keeps moving forward in the Truth Movement. DZ, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. How are you doing tonight?
Doing all right. Glad it's Friday.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I just want to open up the conversation. You know, we got some callers on the line, people that are already lining up to talk to you. Let me give you that number. It's 1-800-313-9443. If you have a question for DZ or a comment, We'll get to those later in the show. Again, 1-800-313-9443. Also join us at lonelantern.org/chat.html. DZ, first, I want to know, where were you when 9/11 happened? What was your first impression, reaction of the event itself?
Actually, I was at work. I was at work on the internet and checking out some websites that morning, like I did every morning, you know, the first couple hours at work. And I noticed that the websites I was going to were not responding, and every website I was going to was not responding. And we didn't have a radio on, but I was trying out sites, noticed just seemed like our network was going down more or less, and I just happened to hit up kind of a smaller website called Blues News, and there's a big headline on it, you know, of what was going on in New York, and, you know, it clicked in my head, something must be going on, you know, because CNN is not responding, and none of these other sites are responding, so, you know, we rushed down to a TV that was down in our boss's office downstairs, and we watched the second impact, and we kind of watched that, you know, off and on for about an hour. And after that, it was like, you know, what's the point in being here? And so went home and just sat and watched TV all day, you know, just trying to absorb what was really going on.
So basically, you were at work, and like, the internet, certain website, they were actually down.
Yeah, it was one of the first real tests for CNN as far as how hard they got hit that day. Even CNN, you know, one of the largest websites out there, they went down right after it happened because everybody was trying to figure out what was going on. And when it came back up, it was all text, no images. And they kind of rewrote their scripts for how they would handle things like that in the past. And actually, I just read a study at one point that said that the internet as a whole was just, you know, basically slowed down to something like 25-30% as a whole, just for the number of people that were trying to figure out what was going on.
Is that because so many people were hitting the website at one time?
Right.
Not particularly because servers were based in New York, but just because of the amount of traffic.
I would imagine that would have something to do with it as well. But, yeah, I mean, you have, you know, a million people hitting CNN.com at once trying to figure out what's going on, you know. Because you got to remember whenever it first happened, you had the DJs on the radio that said, you're not going to believe this, but we just saw photos on CNN's, you know, on CNN. And a lot of people like me at work, they don't have a TV. So the first thing they're going to do is go to CNN.com, and that's more or less what happened. So
did you initially believe the official story when it happened, when it came down through the media? I did.
Oh,
I personally,
yeah, sure. Sure.
But then something happened. There was a point where you started questioning it. Can you pinpoint that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I'll say that on the day that it happened, my grandfather died the next day. And, like, I guess, you know, I always had some sort of tie to that day, you know. The next year I took that day off just because it was, you know, it's just a very sad day, you know. And so I've always had some sort of emotional tie to that. But really, I guess what sparked me was a guy named Christopher Brodeur. I'm not sure exactly how you pronounce his name, but it was the last day of the 9/11 commission. And they were interviewing Rudy Giuliani. And he stood up and started screaming, when are we going to ask some real questions? You know, are you going to ask him about the war games that were going on? Are you going to ask him about the emergency bunker? You know, you're not even going to ask him about the emergency bunker. And as they started to, you know, take him out of the conference or whatnot, as they started to take him out, he just started saying, just remember, your government funded and trained Al-Qaeda. And whenever I saw that, just the key word war games was the only thing that remained in my head aside from, you know, your government funded and trained Al-Qaeda. And so that key word war games was what I picked up on, and I was like, what's he talking about? You know, what's this war games thing he's talking about? And, I mean, that's literally all it took, because it was, you know, whenever you mentioned that there were war games going on that day. It's not just they don't just go and look at a video or they don't just go look at a picture. They have to go and read about what are these war games, what were they, you know, what were their names, what was going on, what were they involved with, you know, that sort of thing. And so it really put me in a point of research right off the bat, trying to figure out, you know, what this was. And that, of course, led me into anything and everything else from here, there on, you know.
So basically, you actually started doing your own investigation. That clip you're talking about, I remember seeing it in Martial Law and various 9/11 documentaries. And, you know, that through the alternative media is how I was made aware, you know, through a flash presentation on the Pentagon. And then I started seeing Alex Jones films. Then Loose Change came along. So your actual awakening began when you saw him shouting after the 9/11 commission. So you started digging your own research. You probably started, you know, having your hard drive just full of media clips and articles. And so my next question is this what led you to create 9/11 Blogger, because you had created this research catalog that you wanted to share, or was there something else there?
I think more or less what it was that, you know, at the time after I got into it and started looking at it, that I was obsessed to the point to where I wanted to know what was going on every day. And at the time, most of the websites out there, most of the major ones, you know, they would update their website maybe once a month, maybe. And the only real, you know, real-time type of news you would get would either be one, to do it yourself, go to every 9/11 website that you know of that you can find and go to every single one of them every single day and see if any of them have posted anything new. Or get on a forum and find a major forum that has a lot of 9/11 people that, you know, they're always shooting back and forth with what they've come across today. And I think at that time there was just such a huge divide amongst all the websites. It was kind of like, you had all these great websites that were all individual who didn't want to recognize any of the others. And to some degree, that still happens today. I mean, you pick any 9/11 website out there, and most of them aren't going to link you to other people's websites, you know. And so it was more or less I had this obsession of checking these websites every day and checking these forums every day to see what was going on. I had a personal blog that I was running at the time that was really just checked out by friends and family. And I started, you know, whenever new stuff was coming out, whenever I found out that Griffin was going to be on C-SPAN, or whenever NIST released their, you know, preliminary report on the Twin Towers, or whatever the news was, I was writing it to my blog. And eventually I spun it off of my personal blog to a Blogger account. And then eventually, you know, we got a domain, which I think was about a year and a half ago.
So 9/11 Blogger's only been up for about a year and a half?
I would say the first blog post, I think, that you'll find on the site is from July of 2004. So it's about 2.5 years. It's just that it wasn't on, it was at 911blog.blogspot.com for a short period of time, and then it got on 911blogger.com about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, somewhere around there. I think it'll be 2 years in May.
Wow. Yeah, you know, Lone Lantern site, we went online, I think it was May 15th of 05 is when I actually purchased the domain. And it pretty much was the answer to my, you know, my coping mechanism with the amount of information that I had learned. And I wanted to reach out to people and find like-minded individuals who had, you know, experienced these same realizations.
Exactly.
And, you know, I noticed one thing that just really impresses me so much about your site is that it literally every single day there's new content, there's something there. It's almost like you have like this army of people who are like scouring the web. You know what? We're going to take this message on the other side of the break. DZ, hold over. We've got John Gold on the line, too. We're going to continue this conversation on the flip side.
Since no decisive victory is possible, it does not matter whether the war is going well or badly. All that is needed is that a state of war should exist.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
With the possession of a lump of horseflesh makes the difference between wealth and poverty, and at the same time the consequences of being at war and therefore in danger makes the handing over of all power to a small caste seem a natural, unavoidable condition of survival. War, it will be seen, not only accomplishes
the necessary destruction. We are back on the flip side. You're listening to Lone Lantern Radio. The chat room is like flaring up. If you are not in there, get in there now, lonelantern.org/chat. People are just going back and forth. You know, we left off DZ, and I was starting to ask you about, you know, how much. It seems like you have an army of people working with you because the site content is just updated so frequently. Do you have a staff or a team, or is it just people that are dedicated users? Tell us how the site functions and what features you have on the site that people can benefit from.
Well, it's actually kind of funny that you mentioned that, because whenever the site first came around and when people first noticed it, a few different people first noticed it, namely because we were hosting Griffin C-SPAN speech before C-SPAN had aired it, and some of the first criticisms which we received were that, you know, the site was updated so much, so frequently with so much content, and they had such an unlimited bandwidth that, well, it must be because he's being funded or because he's got a whole team of people that are, you know, these sorts of things. And basically where people will invent whatever comes to their mind to try and, you know, explain how, you know, a website's able to just pop on the scene like that. You know, obviously it's not always such a... I'm sorry?
The conspiracy-minded individuals.
Well, yeah, more or less. No, it's actually real simple. If we were running a static website, which a majority of 9/11 websites are or were, they're getting to where they're not anymore. You know, if we were updating the HTML manually by hand and then uploading it via FTP, you know, to add these articles, there's no way we would have been able to have as many articles as we've had in the short span of time. You know, right now we use a more advanced content management system, but initially we were using blogger.com where, I mean, all you do is you log in and you put a title and you put a body and you hit submit and it's on your website. There's no manual HTML and there's no requirement to have special software. And so if you're at a library or if you're at work or if you're at home, if you're wherever you may be, you can log in and add a news article. And so it dramatically decreases the amount of time that it takes to update a website. And that's how Paul Thompson's timeline that he's been doing was based on, was a CMS that he had written, a content management system he had written. It just makes it where it takes all the, you know, all the time out of updating a website. Initially, the website was all just me, spare time, lunch break, et cetera, et cetera. And I have a tool, which you can get off the web, that will allow you to set all these bookmarks. And you hit go, and it'll scan all the websites. And then 2 hours later, you hit go again, and it'll scan all again. And it'll show you comparisons between the two. And so it'll highlight, these are the ones that have changed. And you go there, and it'll show you, this is what has changed. And so it made it to where, you know, I didn't have to go to these 30 different websites every day. Instead, I just open up this program, hit go, and I know instantly which sites I need to look at to see if there's anything new. Wow. And that's, you know, these are the ways that we were able to stay on top of things in the beginning. Things are incredibly different now than they were when the site first got started, in that now 85-90% of the things that we post on the website come from people who email us or come from people who, you know, post a blog entry or, you know, things of that nature, whereby, you know, we don't have to go out and scan every website that's out there. People that are part of this movement and people that want to let other people know, hey, I'm doing this event here, or, hey, I wrote a letter to the editor that got published. All they have to do is, you know, submit a news entry or log in and create a blog entry. And so it kind of takes some of the hassle off of us in that, you know, really the community is the one that is fueling the website, not us. I don't create news. I don't write news. I don't write much opinion ever. Really, it's just a culmination of what's going on that people have made me aware of through email or that in my spare time I've noticed myself, you know. We do have a couple people that are helping out with the website now, although to varying different degrees. And, you know, we all work full-time jobs, so it's all just a matter of who can chip in when. You know, I may be out of town, you know, 2 weekends in a row, and those weekends somebody else, you know, will ask, hey, can you help out? And they'll make sure that they can help out if they can, you know. And so as of right now, it's me, some big guy, Rapper Hensa, and George Washington. Some big guy, he posts, you know, here and there. George Washington has kind of taken a break for the last few months. And Rapper Hensa is, you know, he's pretty good about helping us post things to the website whenever he has time.
Well, I have to say that your site is, you know, definitely one of the central locations that I go to find news among some of the other more prominent sites like InfoWars or 9/11 Truth. But your work is so important to this movement. I'm going to come back with DZ of 9/11blogger.com. Check out the website. We'll be back on the flip side. See you there.
It is going to come as a consequence of our people uniting to defeat U.S. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellites is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-war.
You're listening to Lone Lantern Radio. They're not going to ignore us anymore. We are the new media. Sites like 9/11 Blogger, LoneLantern.org, RBNLive.com. I mean, this is the new media. We are talking live with DZ of 911blogger.com, one of the central focal points of the 9/11 Truth Movement. If you want up-to-date information, if you want to get plugged in, if you want to know what's going on in the movement, go to 911blogger.com. Fascinating and just so current information that is on that website. DZ, I'm looking at the chat room over here, and a gentleman raised a question, and, you know, everyone has usernames on the Internet. And somebody asked, what is DZ? What does it stand for? Does it have a meaning to you, or is it just something you just picked?
Yeah. Actually, I've seen a couple theories on where it comes from. But, yeah, more or less, 1996, I was in high school. I was laying on the floor in the basement trying to come up with a new nickname to use on the web. And I was watching a Zenith television. So it comes from Dazimus, which is a handle that I've used for almost 11 years now. And DZ is just an abbreviation of that.
All right, well, that mystery has been put to rest. I hope our friends in the chat room are listening. you know, have you received any problems, provocateurs, agents, threats from, you know, your site or because of your site or from people being critical of you? I mean, you're so passionate about what you do. A lot of people try to squelch that passion by attacking you. Have you experienced any of that type of resistance from people?
Yeah, sure. I mean, luckily not to any large degree. But I think you look at anybody in this movement, I don't care who it is, from as long as I've been involved in it, you know, you've seen everyone from Alex Jones to now David Rick Griffin, whoever, that will become the target of people, whether because of their opinions or because of their refusal to state an opinion or address a theory or whatnot. I think, you know, it's never an overt threat, you know, or at least I've never received one, luckily. It's usually more mild-mannered things like, you know, always using your real name whenever, obviously, I prefer to go by a moniker, or posting your address or posting photos, you know, these sorts of intimidation tactics that are usually totally unfounded, come from complete misunderstandings, the lack of a desire to understand. And, you know, that's just, like I said, I think that anybody who has at any point gained any sort of popularity, I don't even want to use that word, but, you know, if people agree with you, if people agree with you too much, then the people who aren't getting agreed with are going to focus on you.
You know, I've seen that a lot. I know you've seen it a lot in the movement. You know, a specific individual will come on, they'll make an idea or they'll make a new claim or a new investigative thesis, and, you know, you start to see people getting divisive, taking sides. You know, these types of things are just, they're not healthy for the movement.
No.
You know, people just need to focus not so much on, you know, how it happened. I mean, obviously we know 9/11 happened, but, you know, like Bob Bowman, when he was running for Congress in Florida, you know, and I saw him in Chicago at the conference. What did he say? He said, the truth about 9/11 is that we don't know what happened on 9/11.
Right.
And there's so much information. There's so much evidence out there. I mean, sure, I have my own theory, my own opinion, but the bottom line is we need to get an impartial investigation so that all these questions that everybody has can be asked, and we can demand those answers. I mean, that's the bottom line. All this infighting and creating division is unhealthy. It makes the movement look bad. And I just wish people can put their specific, you know, opinions aside, focus on the larger picture as a whole, and move forward.
Well, I mean, I've seen people from all different sides of all different arguments be divisive. I mean, there's a group of people that are focused on always being divisive, but there are divisive statements made all over the place from every different angle, from every different side of every opinion. I think the problem comes in when you have people who are absolutionists, people who, you know, you either agree with them or you're complete disinformation or whatever the label, you know, there's disinformation, there's gatekeeper, there's, you know, if you're one or the other, you know. But, you know, the absolutionists that focus on these things, and that's all they focus on. You know, I can sit and I can argue with somebody about my opinion, and I've done that with some of my friends for countless hours. But it never escalates, you know, beyond us just arguing, you know. And whenever you see it escalate to the point to where one side or the other side no longer functions whatsoever as a member of the truth movement, you know, which suggests that you're part of trying to fight for change, but instead their entire focus becomes bashing people, arguing with people, and that's all they do. They do absolutely nothing else. These absolutionists that my way or the highway, you know. I don't really care what anyone's opinions are, which is why I don't care to post an opinion of what I have on different theories. And of course, whenever you take that stance, then it becomes, oh, well, since you won't answer it, it must mean X or Y, you know? Mm-hmm. And so people always assume what you believe whenever you don't state your belief. And that's you know, this comes from people that generally focus on just one topic or just two topics, and anything beyond that, you know, just goes by the wayside, I guess.
That's interesting how you talk about absolutionists. That's, I haven't heard that before, and definitely going to keep that in mind in the future. And, you know, we're talking live right now with DZ with 911blogger.com, and we have John on the line. He's been waiting patiently. He's in Pennsylvania. He has a question or comment for DZ. Are you there, John?
Hello?
Yes, John.
Yeah, how you doing? DZ,
you're on
the
radio. How are you?
That's good. I was just calling to let you know the site's down.
Yeah. I got a message. Actually, I got a message right. I was at dinner, and I came home and noticed it was down. And apparently they're having a emergency restructuring of their servers, and the site will be down for the next couple hours. But I hope that anybody who hasn't checked out the site will definitely check it out in a couple hours, or just bookmark it and go every day, you know, whatever.
The real reason I called, I wanted to thank you, DZ Roger, for your dedication, for your willingness to take part in this absolute good. And Gary, thank you for having him on. That's basically all I wanted to say.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, John. Thank you for calling in. John, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're in Pennsylvania. What brought you into the Truth Movement? How did you find out about, 9/11 and?
Well, it's a long story, but basically, when you start watching the Bush administration, members of the Bush administration fight against an investigation, trying to limit the scope of the investigation, underfund the investigation, limit the time of the investigation, refuse whistleblower testimony, all kinds of things, but by gagging people like Sybil Edmonds with the state secrets privilege. When you start putting it all together, it becomes a pretty clear picture. But when I first got involved, I mean, this is DZ's interview, but it was basically when I really got involved was the August 6th PDB. But when I first started getting interested is when Cheney and Bush went to Daschle's office asking to limit the scope of the joint congressional inquiry. That's when I started to become suspect, because what do they, you know, what do they have to hide? Don't these people want to find out how 2,973 plus were murdered?
Right.
You know, and they didn't want to.
You know, the reason I ask you, John, is because, you know, this date in history has so much significance for every one of us, myself, for DZ, for every single American, for every person across the globe. The way we've seen the legislation being passed, this eviscerating our Constitution, you know, the Patriot Act, these wars of aggression. You know, when 9/11 first took place, that's all I wanted. I wanted to go to war. I wanted to see blood. I wanted revenge for the deaths. And now, you know, that I've become aware, I look back at who I was then, and it's like, it's a complete 180. I never imagined in my entire life that I would be an activist, that I would be speaking out like this. But it's that, you know, these people did something so vicious to our own people that
there are no words.
People, there are no words to express. And, you know, I'm just doing what I can, and you're going to do what you're doing, John. And, John, I thank you for calling in. And keep fighting the good fight. Spread the message. Tell people about websites like 9/11 Blogger and Lone Lantern and InfoWars and RBN Live and all the people in the movement that are doing so much. You know, don't let anyone criticize you or call you a name, because, you know, we just stand up for the truth, and, right, and that's what it comes down to. Thank you, John, for calling in.
All right, guys. Have fun.
DZ, you know, back to the website, and, you know, actually I mentioned the conference in Chicago. Are you going to get a chance to go out to Phoenix for the Arizona Accountability Conference?
No. February 26th, somewhere around there?
Yes, at the end of February, 911accountability.org is the website with all the information. You're not going to make it out there?
No, unfortunately not. You know, really, the last several months, my ability to be involved has continually gone down because of certain things I have going on in my personal life. But, yeah, unfortunately, I won't be able to.
Okay, we've got another caller on the line, Jim in Texas. Jim, do you have a comment or a question for DZ of 911blogger.com?
I sure do. I have a problem with all the 9/11 truth people because they say we're 9/11 truth, but they don't really want the truth. The truth is, who has the power to pull this off? And they all skirt it, avoid it. Discuss, it's like a bunch of 17th century theologians discussing how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. The point is, who has the power to control the news media, the government, the UN, and everybody else that might be involved with this? There's only one group that has the power.
Who is it?
Our Uden friends.
Are who?
And everybody knows it, but it's like the 800-pound gorilla. Nobody will say, you know, there's an 800-pound gorilla sitting over in my living room, but we ain't going to say anything about it.
Who has the power to do this?
Our Jewish friends that control the media, the government.
Come on. Look, I'm not going to point out a specific group or religion.
I know you don't want to, because
these people, you know, that's absurd. You know, the bottom line is they're criminals, whether you're Jewish, Muslim, Republican, Democrat.
This has nothing to do with religion. Nothing to do with religion.
It has to do with being a criminal.
Absolutely. They're criminals. The ones that are doing it are criminals. I agree with you 100%. But if you refuse to point out who's responsible for something, then you're part of the conspiracy.
Well, I'm not gonna point out because somebody has a Jewish last name that that they're.
I don't care if it's. I don't know who you're talking about with a Jewish last name. I'm talking about the people that has the control in order to pull this off. These people murdered about 2,900 American citizens.
Okay, so and if you're not sitting around in synagogues
or
plotting this stuff.
If you're not willing to say who did it, then you don't want. You're not a 9/11 truth seeker. You're a 9/11 misdirectionist.
Okay. Thank you, Jim, for your call. Mike in Illinois. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Gary.
How are you? We've only got a couple seconds here. What's going on?
No problem, man. I just want to say the last caller, he doesn't know what he's talking about. You're no different or anything. But just want to say, DZ, great job with the site. I check it out, every day, pretty much. First place I go to. So I'm also looking forward to the new Lone Lantern coming up this Sunday. So
yeah, we've got a new site we're going to be unfolding. You know, that last caller has got me my blood boiling. I mean, look, I'm not going to sit here and point out a religion, a race, a creed, a color, a group, or any specific, entity that's behind this. We know that there are individuals who have plotted this, and these individuals are criminal. Bottom line, okay? Whether they be Jewish people, whether they be Masons, whether they be Illuminati, whether they be bankers or politicians or CIA, Mossad, ISI, don't tell me it's one specific group of people, okay? I can't stand when people get so narrow-minded like that, and then they want to start attacking me that I'm some kind of a closed-minded person, whatever.
So, don't worry about it. It probably won't be the last time you hear it, so I'll probably get used to your response.
Mike, I want to thank you for calling in tonight. Do you have any other questions or comments for DZ?
I would just have to say I was with John online in the chat room, and I know it's the same thing with the site being down, so looking forward to seeing it back up.
All right. Mike, thank you for calling. DZ, is still there?
Yeah.
All right. What can we expect from 9/11 Blogger in the future? Obviously we don't want to be taking or doing this fight for the investigation for 9/11 Truth for the rest of our life. And we want to see an end to this. We want to see a new investigation take place. But in the short term future, can we expect anything new from the 9/11 Blogger? Any new features or anything?
I had a goal that unfortunately I did not succeed in.
which was by the end of last year, to get the site fully automated. I didn't meet that due to, one, just what it takes to keep the site going, two, problems that are always occurring, whether it be, you know, a site going down or whether it be denial of service attacks or whatever it may be, that, you know, kind of keep me from being able to focus on working on new things. So at the moment, at least until probably April, the site's just kind of on a freeze as far as functionality. You know, my goal, and this goes back to, in a way, to the last caller that you got, everybody out there has one point. They have this one point. It's that's the only thing you ever talked about. If you don't talk about that all the time, 100% of the time, then you are, you know, whatever label wants to be cast upon you. And that's going to happen to anybody who ever has a voice in this movement. And that's one of the things that I've tried to facilitate in building the website, is to give the voice to the community so that I am not the middleman. Because invariably, no matter what somebody says on my website,
we're coming up on a break, and we're going to be back in 3 minutes on the flip side with DZ911blogger.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We are back. You are listening to Lone Lantern Radio. Yes, that was Jim Morrison and the Doors. That was Peace Frog. Great tune. We are still talking with DZ of 911 Blogger. We are in the last segment of the show. Just a few minutes left. DZ, as you were saying before we went to break, with your site, you want to facilitate communication,
I guess the point I was trying to get to was, from my perspective, I'd like to see the site get to where the movement, the majority of the people are the ones who get to determine what it is that makes makes it to the top of the blog page, what it is that constitutes being on the news page, these sorts of things, so that there is no longer that central person that everybody can attack and say, you're doing the wrong thing, you're not doing this right, you're not doing that right. You know, the goal is not for me to have a voice, which is why, like I said, I very rarely issue any opinions in the movement. The goal is to facilitate others. And so if there's people out there who want, you know, they're building a group here and they want people to know about it, well then, you know, come and sign in and post a blog entry about it. Add it to our events calendar. These sorts of things. And I'd like to get it where it's totally community driven so that I no longer have to worry about maintaining it every day, you know, that sort of thing.
I know how difficult websites can be. You know, when Lone Lantern started, it was all HTML. It was all, you know, I actually had to learn HTML myself and upload the site, you know. Any time I wanted to change something, I had to change the code every
right.
single time and archive everything manually. And that's one of the things we're trying to focus on, too, at Lone Lantern is to get the site operating where it's member-driven, where it takes less maintenance to run it, and, you know, that the content is fresh because the members are, you know, are constantly, you know, uploading the site news and this and that. We've got a couple callers on the line. We've only got a few minutes left. So, Roger in Pennsylvania, if you could make it quick, what do you got to say for DZ of 9/11 Blog?
Yeah, thank you, gentlemen. I try to jam in these two thoughts as quickly as I can. And, you know, in the terms that it's, the rhetoric, let's say, used, which is overall good, but it tends to have kind of a focus of 9/11 truth movement being sort of an end in itself. And I could wish that there could be a shortcut to sparing our former republic from doom to that of educating to a mass hatred of the socialism used to control us. Now, even though that's been intellectually discredited for those few who bother, yet it's never more popular in the mass mind. And even those who trust in that false god, the saving state, they have a foggy idea, at least, that the whole thing rots from the head. But in their fearful worship of their god, they dare not even rock the boat, lest they be despoiled of their socialist security sops. They're not too much interested in truth broadly or specifically until that socialist edifice has been repudiated and rejected, and then they can, you know, go after the props that are used to support it.
You know, oftentimes when I speak to people or have conversations about 9/11, you know, 9/11 is, you know, it's a symptom of the greater problem that we have been going through in this century, you know, starting with the creation of the Federal Reserve System. And, you know, 9/11 is so often used to catalyze people because of that emotional connection. Once they find the truth about 9/11, it goes deeper and deeper down the rabbit hole. And I want to thank DZ. I want to thank you for calling in tonight. I want to thank you for being our guest. Check out 911blogger.com. Remember this, I am not here to make you a follower or for you to follow me. There are enough sheep around already. I am here to make you a leader among the people. And as a friend of mine said when he woke from his long slumber, what did he say? He said, take over the code. We'll see you next week.
Got headache?